Hey, okay, here we are. It's a Friday evening, and it's still light outside, which is kind of nice. A nice English Friday evening. You know, it's been overcast the past few days where it was looking like at this time of night it was looking really miserable and had been for most of the day, but today's been quite pleasant, apart from a little drops of rain here and there, but we've got a good evening. Right then, Chris is in the studio, six lovely people with me, and most of them have called in on their underlying numbers this evening, no strange numbers. All landline numbers this evening, so it's nice. And we have Bob down there in Australia as well, in the court queue. Queen is with us there on line one. So Marcia is with me on line two. Keisha's there with me on line three. And Carolyn on line four. Somebody else has just joined me now. We'll get to you in just a moment. 229 area code, just join me. And we'll screen that one presently. Let's say hello to Christy.
Hi, Ken. Back. I'm happy.
Oh, wait. So, right.
I'm happy to be back on it. I just want to say to all the lovely callers that are calling or the ones that love me, I've just been an honor to help you guys, and I've been there for me. So I just want to say I love you, really love to you, know who you are, and I'm hoping that can we do grow and get more callers as your network grows, and, you know, and just keep praying that we reach out to people that have never heard of your network. So I just want to say I'm happy that you're back on.
Well, you know, Chris, we're going into the 12th year of being on air now, and we're not far off a million listeners, yeah? So that's a million consecutive listeners, yeah? And we're not far off that now. It's to say, at the last count, we were 92,200 and odd, yeah? So that's consecutive listeners. Quite a feat, really. You know, I think when we reach the million, I'm going to buy a transmitter and open a radio station.
Well.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, joking apart, then let's make a start. Right on line one this evening, we have the wonderful Queen.
Hi, lovely. Hi, love.
Hi. Seems like just yesterday. We were together.
I know, right? You know what? I'm going to tell you, Queen, on the last podcast that you came in with my friend Tessa, I'm just so happy that you're supporting me wherever, where I try to be everywhere. But it's just, I can tell you that Queen can tell you guys that readings have been intense for me. It's like I, you know, the more that I help people, it's fulfilling, and just know that I'm on the right path. And it does. As time goes on, sometimes I still freak out because I'm just like, did I just say that shit, you know? But it's just, it's not me. It's more of spirit. So it kind of just, yeah. So it's a lovely thing besides that. But thanks, Queen, for always supporting me as always.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my honor. And they should friend you on Facebook so they can check you out in other forums. Yeah, the last show was deep. It was real deep. I'm interested to see how much deeper we go.
I know, and it's crazy, but it is getting deeper. I guess because the veil and the messages are coming out more clear. I'm not saying that they were not coming out clear, but it's just it's been crazy. But enough of that, so hopefully y'all just enjoy the show. But for Queen, I got, for some reason I was told to get the fairy cards. They're called, I think I have them here, hold on. They're called the Magical Messages of the Fairies, okay? I don't know why I'm doing this. I switch them up because sometimes I'm being told. So one thing I was told with the first card was, your wish is granted, okay? This is what you asked for is coming true. Okay? Coming true. And then Okay, and then the second card is telling me that you need to, it's vegetarian. I don't know if you're eating light or you're eating green, but they're telling me to a new way of eating and getting more energy and green health clarity and stronger in your abilities to start eating your greens and vegetables. You don't have to give up meat, but just to just cut down on the meat a little bit, and you're going to see how clear you're going to be getting things. So the vegetarian card came out for you, okay? So that's telling me that you got to eat greens. Okay. And then it tells me another thing, that you need to spend time with the flowers. It's called the flower power card came up, and it says spend time with flowers and essence to increase your personal health and healing power. For some reason, I don't know why, but I don't know what these kind of flowers are called, but I'm seeing, I think they grow here, but I haven't seen them in a while. They used to grow, I want to say during the summer, if I'm correctly. I'm seeing like the ones that have like little, they're not thorns, but there's little, real thin, fine things. It's like when you grab them, they tend to just come off real easy. I don't know what kind of plant flower that is, but I'm seeing that in my head. So I'm being told for you to do, okay, this is going to get interesting. From the last show that we did, hoodoo is coming up again, okay? And this time, they're telling me to tell you to use flower magic, because when you're using the little particles of the flower that comes apart real easy, you're using the element of air and spirit together, combined. Mm. Okay? So basically what I'm being told is when you get the flower, your throat chakra speaks to the flower. The flower, it has its power, but you give it your own power. And it's all connected. Your voice, your vocals, to the flower, to air, to spirit. So this is the way they're showing me. Voice plus flower plus equals magic, spirit, air. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. And the green I have on my counter in my kitchen, I have kale and preparing to make a green smoothie. So I do that. And maybe I need to do it more. I do it pretty often. But just to, you know, to validate that. And just yesterday, there was a program, I never really looked at this guy, on YouTube, and it was about voodoo. And it went back into Haiti. But it was deep, man.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to send you the link on it. It was deep. It was beautiful. And it was just like, you know, I say, yeah, the ancestors, my ancestors, the ancient ones are speaking to me from that vibration, really, really, really strong. So, yeah. Yeah.
You know, another thing, I don't know if I ever told you, I know you've been on Ken's show a few times, but I haven't heard you. But for some reason, I don't know if this is the intent you've been putting, but I see you on other shows very, very soon. I'm actually being told you're going to be alongside with me doing, because I feel like in a way that even though you're the caller and you're the listener, I'm being told it's time for you to be on the other foot. Basically meaning as you're listening, it's a time for you to be a mentor and a preacher to speak the truth, the knowledge and wisdom for you to be on the other side of the mic, okay? I don't know why I'm seeing that. I want to say within 2 to 3 weeks, I can see you getting booked. Your schedule is going to be not very hectic. It's just going to be very smooth at first. I feel like you can do this, but I know that at times you kind of back away from it because you're just like, you know what, I'll do it when I need to fill in for somebody that can't do the show or something like that. That's what you do. You do it only what's necessary. But I'm being told that you need to give out more, more of your time and wisdom. Okay. And I'm being told that with that, I'm being told the love life is being told to tell me that you're going to be doing a lot of connections, reconciliation reading, reconnecting with the soul, twin flame kind of thing. And then I'm being told that, as like you told me before, in different videos and stuff that I've done shows, I'm returning the message back to you. You are loved. You are loved so much. And you just don't even know how much you are loved and how much you are appreciated. And I just want you to know that even though you haven't, I mean, you've been on the mic, on the other side of the mic, but not as much. But I'm seeing that you're going to be very busy. And I feel like you're going to be reaching out to people that need to know the aspects of folktale magic. You might say a little bit of voodoo. I don't want to say you're going to be doing too much of that if you do reading. I think that you'll keep very sacred to yourself. You're going to be keeping your some of your secrets, you'll let them out. But more of your profound secrets, you're going to keep that to yourself. But you'll give people a little bit of tips of ideas, how to bring money, how to protect themselves, and stuff like that. So I see you within the next 2-3 weeks, even probably even sooner than that, but they're giving me an estimate that you will be heard on the air. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm being told.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Actually, I used to have my own show, on Ken's station, as well as I used to read on Ken's station, and I had my own show on Blog Talk. And I do on occasion, now I'm starting to, on my YouTube channel and on Instagram, giving messages just in the midst of other things, just like what you're saying, you know, talking about jewelry and femininity, the goddess. It's already happening, and I just started doing giving the messages in regards to what I do. So you're correct with that. And I was thinking about, I don't know what I don't even want to say it, but Ken has somebody that comes on 1 hour on Thursday, and it crossed my mind. I don't know if I'll do it. It crossed my mind to fill in the other hour. I'll see.
Well, just let me keep me updated. And yeah, and you know what's crazy? I know our time's up, but one thing I've been hearing a lot, and I think my friend Julie's listening and other people are, everybody's been telling me this, to do my own show, but not like Blog Talk, more a video kind of thing. I've been thinking about it because I feel like I need to spread out, and maybe just one day this would be a big miracle for me. For me to interview Ken, people like Ken, maybe even Queen and other people. I've thought about it, and maybe running my own little, you know, on live to where I'm giving back to people because they've done so much for me. It's kind of like return the favor. And I feel like we do need to do that because a lot of people that probably don't do it. It's just a one-way street. But I mean, it's a two-way street now. And for Ken, I will let you know if I do this. And Queen, I'm going to let you know. But it's up in the air. I've thought about it. But the thing is, I got to figure out how am I going to run it. Because I know there's certain packages that you can do only for a certain amount of time. And then once you go over it, then you got to pay. But I've heard from other people that you can do some shows that are, like, free, but it's only a certain amount of time. So that's kind of, like, up in the air right now. I've thought about it, but I haven't given it a direct yes. So I will let everybody know, even to the ones that are good co-hosts on their shows. I'm thinking about returning the favor to every single one of you. So just to let you know that. And thank you, Quinn, for having me on. And then for Queen, we will be talking very, very soon.
Yes, and thank you, and do it. Follow your heart. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Queen. Okay, thanks, Queen. Okay, I'm going to take Chris off the mic just briefly there, because I want to have a word with Queen about that, because it's quite amazing how them words came round. Just 5 minutes before we went to air, some of the words that Chris just mentioned there as he was talking to Queen in the air, because we've got a gentleman there that had been trying to get on air with us for some time, and his life is kind of up in the air. So it's amazing how those words come into sync. But Queen, something else that come into sync there was, I was going to ask you to join Bryn on a Thursday evening, but you already said it. So they said that isn't that synchronicity? Isn't that synchronicity in itself? You know, it's like, wow, okay, that blew my mind, because you know, it's already there. You're already in the process of thinking that, and I was going to ask you anyway. But yeah, it would be lovely to have you back with me if you could spare the time. Yeah.
I will let you know soon about next Thursday.
Wonderful, that'd be amazing, and I'm sure Bryn would enjoy that. Okay, well, we'll look forward to that if it happens. Yeah. Okay. Righty. Okay. Pop Queen back there to listen to the rest of the show. People are joining us all the time. Line 7 disappeared somewhere, but we've been joined there by a line 9. We'll get to in just a moment. In the meantime, let's bring Chris back in, and we're with Marcia.
Hello. That's insane. That's so much validation. Oh, my God.
Isn't it amazing, isn't it? It really is, you know, because they say great minds think alike there, Chris.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you for the validation and Queen, because you do. I just want to say that I'm very proud of you, because I do feel that you need to share your knowledge and wisdom and messages to other people. But I just want to say that real quick. Okay, for the next caller, what's your name?
Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
How can I help you?
I don't know what's going on between us. We didn't have an argument or fight or anything. We made our relationship official about 2 weeks ago, and then I haven't heard from him for the past like 5 days. And I don't even know why.
Well, I think for one thing, the same, the basic of your question involves your romantic life, which is now changing for the better. So there is going to be a change. I feel like there's more to come. But even though he has not called you, I feel like there's it's anniversary, if I can remember that right word. And it's telling me for stand up for your beliefs and only say yes if you really want to. So basically, I don't know why. Oh, my God, this is crazy. I want to say this is going to be an engagement. It feels like that way to me. But I feel like in a way, for a time, he just needs to reflect on. And I feel like he needs some space, because he's getting like cold feet. And I feel like there's more to it. He's just very shy. And the thing that I'm being told, that you're going to travel far away places, meaning that you're going to succeed with this relationship. And it seems like I think y'all don't need to talk, but I'm being told that there's going to be some space where you're wondering, did I do something wrong? But I'm being told, no, just let's give him some space, not too much space, but just tell him, if there's something bothering you, can we talk about it together as a couple, instead of being as like making everything on your own? Now you have a partner to talk about, and if something doesn't seem right, then talk about it. And that's what I'm being told to tell you. Just give him time for right now. Give him like a day or two. And if he doesn't call you, then call him back and say, okay, did I do something wrong? And if not, then can we meet up at a park or somewhere just to talk and just see what we can resolve? If there's things that you're kind of like uncomfortable to talk about. So just give him some time. And I mean, to call him within 2 or 3 days from now. Because I did feel like he needs that space. And it's crazy because you just got into a relationship. So for him to just not call you, that to me is, I think there's something that's on his mind. So just give it time.
Do you see him call? Because I called him last night and I did text him yesterday and I haven't heard back. Do you even see him reaching back out to me?
Personally, hold on. I'm going to reach out to her. Okay, right now, not right now, but I want to say they're telling me within two days I'm seeing a yes. And I feel like, you know what's crazy? I think it happened too fast, even though I did see him coming back, but I think y'all rushed into it. And I think for him to not call you, he's just pulling away because it's happening so fast. And he doesn't want it to where he's going to hurt you and you hurt him. That's what I'm seeing right there. I'm seeing the relationship happening a little too fast. So I'm being told to slow those breaks down and just get to know each other, even though you really know each other, but get to know each other on another level. So just take its course and just give him a call, like I said. And I mean, so he will call you. But if he does not, call him within 2 days. Because I'm being said that the relationship was too fast. But I don't see any problems unless there's something that he's lying about. But personally, if I would have seen something, I would have already told you, yeah, he's fucking cheating on you or something like that. But I don't see that. I think it's more of cold feet, more of just going a little too fast and needs that little space to breathe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just give it a few days. Yeah, but you said you turned something. He didn't call you, right? Correct?
Yeah, I called him and texted him yesterday, and I didn't get a response back from him.
You know what? I hear it in your voice. I feel like you're worried. I feel like you did something wrong. You need to have that confidence in yourself. Don't have that self-doubt, because the self-doubt can get the best of you. And it's going to start putting things in your head that he's probably doing this, he's probably doing that. But if you put that energy of this is going to work, this is my soulmate, this is the one I love, you're giving the energy and the relationship good energy. And you know what I keep seeing? They're telling me to use the method of putting energy in a ball, a spiritual, magical ball with your hands and rub your hands together and put it around you and him, around your relationship for protection. Put a protection bubble all around your relationship, okay? Because I'm being told that if you don't, there will be problems, there will be people interfering and saying, trying to tell him what to do and trying to say, no, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, stuff like that. So he might be influenced. I don't see that right now, but just to give you a heads up, put a protection magical bubble around your relationship and you should be good to go.
Thank you. You're definitely spot on. I was actually putting a protection bubble around that relationship yesterday. I have felt like some people were kind of envious or jealous of our relationship, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
I had asked before about us rushing in the relationship, like it moved quite fast. Our energy is definitely compatible, and it did move fast. You're correct about that.
Okay, you know what? I was just told, you just gave me validation on everything. And the second thing that I was told to tell you, we still have a little bit of time before that bell rings, but I'm for sure now, when I see, when you put that protection, I'm seeing like something, or acting at something, someone was trying to intervene, trying to bust that magical bubble. So you did it at the right time. For some reason, I want to say, hold on. Is it family or friends? Hold on, I'm asking my guides, hold on. Okay, for some reason, I'm getting family. I get a little bit of friends, but there is, yes, there is envy around the relationship. So I would say make that protection bubble, but can you even talk? Protection bubble, to put it not just around your relationship, but around your area, around your home. What I want you to do as we're talking, listen to my voice, close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do, just breathe normal. Okay, just keep breathing normal. And what I want you to do with your own energy, put it in a circle and then put your car, your vehicles, your house, put him and everything in that circle. Picture, it can be purple, it can be red, it can be white. But if you want to, I would recommend white because it's more pure. Put it all around you and him, okay? Put it around the house. Put it at the edges. I mean, just do it like if you're drawing something to go around the house, around the property, to your cars, to your animals, and just keep doing that. And as you're doing it, you just breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. And then once you're done, you're going to feel refreshed. You're going to feel so like a load has been taken off your shoulder. And then whatever's on the outside of that circle, stand out and you put your hand and say, only positive is only in this space and in my life or in the ones that I love. Everything else needs to be reflected back out to wherever it's coming and send it to the return to sender. But once you're done with that, you open your eyes and you should be good. Now, once you're done with what I told you, then you can open your eyes and tell me how you feel.
I feel relaxed.
Okay, and it's funny. See how that's crazy? That bell just rang just in time. So that right tells me you did exactly what I said. You did your own protection around your relationship, and now you're protected, not just with him and you. I mean, with everything, your car, your house, your animals, whatever is important to you is in that circle. Anything beyond that cannot enter that circle, okay?
Okay.
And I'll just do this under the cross and just say, God be with you and protect you in your relationship. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you for calling. I hope you feel a lot better.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Dan.
Thanks, Marcia. Okay, right, let's see where we're going. Well, we are going to take some breaks. We're about, we've got more than halfway left to go. Let's see where we are. Keisha.
Hello.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
So how can I help you? Do you have a question or did you want me just to see what comes out?
Yeah, general reading is good.
Okay, hold on. Let's see what we got for you. Okay, what's your name again? I can focus on your name.
Keisha.
Keisha. Mm-hmm. Is that with
Keisha.
A T or?
Keisha.
Okay.
With a K.
Okay, with a K. And I was just saying, I just want to make sure it's not with a T or... Just want to make sure I get the right energy. Okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So first of all, you have the power card. And it says you have the power, use your ability to resolve the situation. And I'm being told that you can do this. Okay, so I'm being told that right now.
Okay.
Two, three, four. Okay. Okay, I'm seeing the answer. What you're looking for can be found during a vacation, retreat, or a holiday getaway. So I'm being told that you probably need to get away because I'm kind of feel like that's going to be the answer to your key. And then they're also telling me to tell you, say goodbye to the old and hello to the new, meaning new beginning, and let go of old habits and just let go of everything and say, bye, I'm done with you. Okay. And then emotional health healing. As your heart of emotional pain, you receive new blessings and love. So whatever emotional pain you're holding on to, you need to let it go because you're receiving new blessings and you're going to receive new love in your love life. Or if you're already involved with someone, that love is going to be stronger than it was before. Okay. That's what I got for you.
Okay.
And then it says, ask for what you want. They're saying let the universe and other people know what you need. So basically, you got to talk to your elders. And then for some reason, on my, what I call the creepy cards, so I call them creepy, but they're actually validating cards. What that tells me is that during this time before you called, you were not sure what you're doing. Because it says you are not sure what you are doing. And it's about follow your best friend's policy. Basically, follow what your heart tells you. Follow with what you feel in your heart. And don't ever doubt that you're making the wrong decision in career. For some reason, I don't know why I'm seeing, but I'm seeing college. So I'm being told that you might go back to college or you thought about it. Don't hesitate. Do what it does, what you feel right, what feels right to you for your career. Okay, and it's as easy as it does. On this thing, try to stop trying so hard to control everything, and the doors will open for you. So, in other words, that's going to be stop controlling what you can't control, and if you let go, the doors will open for you.
Okay,
does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Does it make sense? Do you have any questions, or did the cards kind of like tell you what you needed to do?
It's like a career. How about moving? Do you see me moving?
Can she move in?
I mean, I guess that means beginners, huh?
Okay, first of all, I want to say, okay. Hold on, they're just trying to block them. So there must be something that's trying to block you from advancing. Because I feel like heaviness. I feel very heavy. Okay? So there must be a blockage or some kind of energy that's trying to block you. But I do see that the energy is being removed or there's some clearing. I can actually see you moving, I want to say by the fall time. For some reason, I was thinking November.
You think that'll be that long?
Anything.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot of...
Okay.
But I'm being told the reason why is because you have blockage that's trying to block you from your success. So you might want to do some clearing and put some meditation to remove any energy that somebody might be doing subconsciously or unconsciously of what they're trying to do. Okay, so that's being told that you need to remove whatever is being done. And you can do it. Just do it with your hands. And it's almost like being told you can do it with the Reiki energy. Use Reiki to do that.
Okay. I will. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome. God bless you too.
Thank you, Keisha. Right, that's a bit short, that one, really, I suppose, but it wasn't quite the 10 minutes. So we're going to take a break now, and we're going to fill in a little bit of time there as we take a break. Now, not everybody's cup of tea, the music, but, you know, we do our best. Okay. Let's see what we got for you.
Come
I was just saying a bit of something that was on my mind while that piece of music was playing and saying something to the wife. She doesn't agree with me, by the way, very rarely. And something that come to my mind, it's not so much fiction as a theory, you know, that one day we'll be able to go backwards and forwards in time. And it's not a Star Trek thing or anything like that. It's something that they're actually working on. And they can send things across a room now, apparently. So, you know, time travel and things like that. It will come eventually. And I think that everything on the fictional plane will become fact eventually, you know, because it's man's imagination. That is where fiction lies, and so much fiction has come through already that you know, we are, believe it or believe it not, co-creators, and we can make these things happen, you know, and it will come, and it brings a whole new concept, in a way, to the world of spirit and the imagination that supports spirit and where spirit is, because it just could be that there is no beginning and there is no end. And if you think of it that way, that, you know, if there was we measure time, and we have instruments for measuring time, but time is a factor, and it has no beginning, it has no end, you know, because if it did, then where would we fit into it? How did we come to be in the first place? You know, if it had a beginning and an end, and my feelings on that is that it had no beginning, it had no end, and, you know, one day we'll be able to go back and forwards in the factor of time, not in the measurement of it, because it has no beginning and end. You know, it's just man's conception of it that measures it, and it's continuous. It's even in the space of me speaking here, time has moved by. Another 2 minutes, there you go, that's amazing, isn't it? So, Michael Jackson, of course. It wouldn't be amazing, thinking to go back and meet that man, you know, if you've never seen him before, or you've never been to a concert there, and to actually go back and do it all again. Because I'm sure he's still doing the concert somewhere. Right, there you go. That's my story. Okay, right. Where are we going? Carolyn.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Well, hey, Chris. I just today, and I'm looking for a place to to live, basically, my house, and I think it's, you know, one day the people say they're not going to buy it, the next day they are. Do you see it being sold? Because if it is sold, which we're in the process of doing, then I have to leave here the end of August, which is only a few days away, and I talked to somebody this morning, but that's the second question. I'll wait for you to answer the first question, please.
Okay. The first question, I'm not kidding, when Kim was playing the Michael Jackson, I was dancing, I ain't gonna lie. I just love Michael, he's a good singer. Second thing, I was shuffling the cards without even knowing who the next caller was, and one card fell out when I was shuffling. Okay. This is the answer. The birthday card came out and it says, signify birthday holds the answer to your question. So there's a signifying birthday or something that signifies a birthday that you're going to get your answer to that question. And I'm being told
a birthday is going to be the answer to that. It will. Okay, it will. It's just taking some delays and a lot of paperwork, and people are just unsure. And then it says, your desire is within reach. So the desire is, I mean, told you to have faith and work. Working is in your favor right now. So everything's in your favor. It's just, like I said, it's a delay. It's telling you how long can you just, how long do you, can you hold on? That's what I'm being told. And then with that being said, the beginning of a glorious destiny. So there's going to be something that's going to be a change for that. Okay, so you're observed from all past faults. So everything is being told that everything is just coming within that time. Now, the second question you said, do you see, you said, do I see you moving, right? Is that the second question?
Well, okay, so if this sale goes through, which, you know, if it doesn't go through, I'll be happy. If it does go through, oh, well, I'll be, you know, that's okay. I'll move forward and go with it.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning I'm talking to as many people as I possibly can to find out where I'm going to live. And this morning I talked to somebody. It was a place. It was a business that they specialize in this kind of thing, you know, where you can live on the premises. Do you see that? And I had to fill out paperwork. It's not buying. It's not purchasing. It's just to be able, you know, to stay there for the time being. Do you see that going through?
Hold on. I'm gonna ask my guys. Hold on. Let's see. Well, I'll go through. Okay. Okay, for right now, for some reason, I'm getting like a maybe. I want to say yes, it could go through, but there is kind of like a question mark because it's taking so long. But I just see that you're not buying, but you're living on the land of theirs, but it can be further out within the company. So you're just going to have an agreement and make sure that you read all your paperwork before you sign it. Because once you're done, it's like a contract. You cannot get out if you're unhappy. So I would say just read the paper, read the small details, because that's going to be the answer to, do I really want to move with this company where they have land, but I have my own privacy. So that's basically what I'm seeing. Now, if you do move, once you move before, and then I'm asking if you move before next year. Okay, there's going to be a definite yes. So it's going to be before the end of the year. It's before, way before December. So you will be moving. It's just the process and everything, the details and the nitty-gritty is what I'm being told.
So, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. Are you seeing that these people are going to go through with this house? It's supposed to come to a conclusion the end of August.
Are you talking about the house or are you talking about the business?
Well, the two of them tie together because this then I have to move. And then the people I talked to this morning, it's a corporation that manages, you know, a place where you can live. And I'm not used to doing that. Usually I just live where I own it, but that's okay. This is a temporary thing. And then, so am I getting yes on both aspects? Yes, I have to move and at the end of August. Yes, I'm going to move to that place. That's what I'm asking.
Honestly, with the... like the first one I told you, was the birthday significant to the answer to your question? So yes, you're going to have to move. Now, second, with the company, kind of like, I get like an iffy part of that because I'm being told with you having not to own it, it sounds good, because of the company's helping me, but there's something that I'm seeing like the icing on the cake for some reason. I'm seeing a slice, so there's more than what you're bargaining for. Unless if you can, I don't think you can do this, because I'm being told from what you told me and what I'm understanding is that if you sell the house, there's no way around it, because the house, if you sell it, it goes somehow, it's linked to that company. So basically,
no.
I'm being told no. I'm being told, but I'm being told no time. If you do move, yeah, it's going to be temporarily, but I don't feel like you're going to be there forever, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, no.
Personally,
No.
I don't feel like you're going to be there forever. But no. I can't see you staying there.
No.
I can't really see you staying there, like, it's permanently.
No.
Go ahead.
It's just a temporary place to stay. It's a nice place, or it's an okay, adequate, you know, whatever place. It's close to my grandson, and you know, these days, and I'm not used to doing this. I've always owned my own place, so you have to fill out a lot of forms.
Yeah,
it's temporary.
You're going to have to move, unless if you can change an agreement to where you sell the house and then you disconnect with them. I see that you're going to, it might take months for you to sell that house, but I prefer you getting your own house and not being contracted in some way with a company, because if something doesn't go right or disagreements, guess what? They can throw you out, even though you signed all that paperwork. That's why I kind of got like, And me, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a bullshitter. I'm going to tell you exactly. You might not like what I got to say, but I'd rather you know the truth than be told a damn lie. So personally, I got no, because I don't feel like something doesn't fit right to me. I don't know what it is, but I see that if you do move, it's going to be temporarily.
Oh, yeah.
But
I think
within the first maybe 2 months, I feel you're going to feel very uncomfortable. Almost like you have hawk eyes on you. I don't know why they're telling me that, to tell you that, but I'm being told there's going to be something you're going to find out, and you're going to be like, I should have just waited to sell my house so I can move out and don't have to be told, well, this is what we're going to do for you, and this is what they're going to do. Like, almost like they're going to tell you what to do, how to do it, what you can do, and what you cannot do. That's why I kind of got like this weird, fishy feeling about that. So, you got the message. Now it's up to you what you want to do with the message. If you want to move, if you don't have another way out, then you're going to have to. But I'm going to tell you right now, up in front, you're not going to be happy with that decision. Once you sell the house and you move, you're not going to be happy. So I would take a good look and look from the outside back and observe from outside and see if you can come up with a better decision. And if you come up with a better decision, then I'm being told you won't move till next year if you do not go with that company. It won't be until maybe February, March time frame, if you're willing to wait that long.
Okay, well, listen, Chris, thank you for your time. I appreciate your time. And thank you,
you're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Caroline. Okay. All right. Let's see where we're going. Okay. Julie's joined us back again. We've lost line eight. We got seven back and lost eight. Amazing. Yeah, crazy, isn't it? Crazy how things go. Okay. We're going down to Australia for this one, Chris. We're going to say good morning to Bob.
Hello.
Hey, good day, Ken.
Good day. Good day.
Good day, how are you doing?
Before we start, Ken, sorry I've been absent for a while, but I've been busy. And just as an update, I've finished my book, The Gift of Depression, my little scrapbook. I just have to hand my baby over to someone now to get it formatted for publishing. So that's great, you know. It's taken me about 15 years to get to this point. And I've also got the title for my next book, which is The End of Suicide, because I know that it is doable. So that's what I'm working on. And you're talking about time travel. From my view of the evolution of consciousness, is that the next thing coming around the corner for us as humanity is telepathy. Telepathy is not far off. And, you know, once we're all telepathic, nobody can lie, you know. So I don't know what these politicians and bankers are going to do when telepathy kicks in, but they'll have nowhere to hide. But that's my update. So, Chris, what can you pick up for me? You know, I'm an open book.
Well, first of all, I was told to get some exercise. As your body becomes stronger, you begin to feel stronger in all ways. And then get some exercise. And what I'm seeing here, I feel like you're flying. You're soaring to reach your highest potential. And at the bottom, I'm seeing crystals. So I'm seeing you're surrounded by love and protection. Because of the turquoise I'm seeing. And then I'm being told that you're profound, you know, all the things that you're getting, okay? The other thing about your book, even though I wasn't really trying to, because I don't like to be told anything, but I know that you're telling Ken that, for some reason, I see Amazon. For some reason, I'm seeing Amazon for that book, okay? Second thing was for me to tell you to do some research. You need more information about this situation. Look into it further before proceeding. So whatever decisions you're going to make, do your research before you proceed with the agreement and the terms and conditions and stuff like that. Okay? And then there's going to be healing, healed, and healer. So you're all three of them. You're being healed. You're sending energy healing out for people that are having to do with suicide. Your subconsciousness, you're healing people in all metaphysical ways, and there's a healing energy surrounding you and the situation. So there's a lot of healing that is being done in the process of whatever you're going through with the book and just everything. I know that you said the notebook coming out, but I see something, and I was in tuning to everything that I was, you know, besides what you were telling Tim. I keep seeing a book, I want to say probably by next year, something about telepathic and telemesis and all the other gifts, and I keep your name at the bottom. I don't know what that's about, but that's what they're telling me, that there's going to be three books coming out. And then it says business vendor, that means trust and follow your, through all the new business idea and career opportunity. So you're going to have a lot of opportunities being a business vendor. And I'm being told that there's going to be people that are going to give you offers and just express your individuality and just know that everything's going to be fine with everything you're doing. So you shouldn't be worried about anything. Okay? And that's what I'm seeing for you. And then I see something about summertime. Whatever you're asking for becomes yours in the summertime. That's what I was told to tell you.
Okay, Chris. One question. Love life. Is there anything on the horizon? I've been on my own since 2007. Well, apart from my two dogs. So I would like to have a lovely female presence in my life again. I'm ready. I've done the work.
Well, I saw something about summer. And it says your desire is fully manifest as flowers beginning to bloom, and that's in the springtime. So, knowing that you've been on your own for a long time, but I'm seeing symbolically, I'm seeing a lot of blooming flowers, so it's going to be probably, I don't really want to say this, but I'm thinking this year, because you're so many projects that I don't see it anytime soon. I could be off about that, because I really don't see and sense any female around you. And then I'm being told, with that being said, I feel like some of the women find you intimidating on top of that.
Okay, so it will not be till February going into March time frame. But it could, but as far as you being in a relationship by then, now you will be talking to somebody probably in November, December. But it won't be more serious until next year. And that's what I'm seeing.
Okay, Chris. Thanks for that, darling. It's yeah, it's nice. The best things are always worth waiting for, aren't they? And
yes, yes.
And as far as you,
yeah, and it's hard
about research.
Go ahead.
Yeah. About your comment about research, the stuff I'm working on, I've been researching since 1984, and yeah, I just know within my heart of hearts that my personal quest to end suicide is doable. I know it's doable, and you know, I have a protocol for it, and that's what I'm going to share. So thanks for your time, darling. It's been an absolute pleasure. And thanks, Ken. It's sorry it took so long to get back, but there are no coincidences, are there, mate? Keep up the good work. Bye for now.
Thank you. Have a good evening. I don't know where he went. Ken, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, I guess.
Okay.
Know what,
are we
like,
done?
I was like, what happened? Yes. I was like, where are you, Ken?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm listening, but I didn't realize that you'd come to the end there. Okay. Bob has actually joined our group there, Chris. And, you know, he's actually posted that into the group now to show people the book and where to get hold of it. So, you know, that's wonderful. So welcome to the group there, Bob. And anybody else that's joined the group recently, welcome. But that's amazing there, because 12 years in the process, you know, and well worth the wait there. And it's going to be an amazing story there, ladies and gents. So do support Bob there with that, please, because it is an amazing collection of words there put into manuscript and finally written there for others to read, yeah? So there you go. Wonderful. Number 8. I wish you'd sit still. Okay. They keep coming and going, that one. Let's see where we are then. Right. Just want to sit still, number 8. Okay. Melvin.
Hello, Ken. Hello. Thank you for taking my phone call.
How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Could you just tell me what's coming up for me financially? I submitted an application for my toxic water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, when I was in the military, and also submitted an application to try to get disability from the military. And just want to know, do you see that going through there for me?
Honestly, with the military, I see that kind of coming, kind of like seems close, but then it seems kind of far away. But let me go, it's going to take a lot of paperwork, more than they're going to probably send you, so they're probably going to want you to meet them in person. That's what I'm seeing with that. Okay. So I want to say probably by... honestly, it seems like October, November time frame. And then with the Social Security, that's not going to be in effect for maybe another, I'm hearing like 5 to 6 months.
Well, I'm already getting one Social Security check. But do you see me getting two of them? One from the military.
That's what I'm saying. If you do get one, it won't be until next year.
next year.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But when do you see this, the water settlement? Is it going to come through for me? And when?
What are you talking about, the military thing?
Yes, ma'am. It's two separate things. Yes, ma'am. Just regular disability through the military, and also apply for the toxic water. When do you see the toxic water coming in for me? A lump sum or something.
Well, that one, I see. It's going to be 2 to 3 weeks. With that one. I'm getting like different energy. 2 to 3 weeks, or probably about a week.
2 or 3 weeks.
With that. Yes.
I'm not.
Because if I don't see it, I don't see it anytime soon. Because of everything that's going on, there some of it is kind of like very slow, and there's a lot of people that are trying to I guess apply for food stamps, Social Security, military. And some of them are not all going through because of they need proof of ID. And then with the pandemic starting up again, it's going back to, seems like it was worse than it was in February. So that's going to be a delay, is what I'm seeing. But if it could happen sooner, I could be off with the weeks and so, but I'm being told it can happen sooner. But the only thing is that you have to be on top of it if you want it to speed up.
Oh yeah.
That's the only thing I can tell you. If you're on top of it, it can happen sooner than what I'm telling you. But if you let it go and you're just waiting and you're just waiting for them to call you, it's going to take longer.
No, I'm on top of it. I submitted it and I sent emails and messages to the Veterans Affairs, so they're aware. I sent faxes out, so I'm on top of it.
I'm with it. Well, then it can happen sooner than I can't give you an estimate. If you're doing it sooner, then it's going to probably be sooner before the fall. Then I would say like probably in September. But like I said, you have to be on top of it for it to come faster to you. If you don't, it's going to take longer than what expected.
Yes, ma'am. But what about I have already received 3 stimulus checks. Do you see me receiving a 4th one?
That one is a question mark because not everybody has received that one. So that's kind of like a delay too. Because if you don't get it, then I think they have to do some correct info on that with the stimulus check. Because, I mean, everybody's behind. There's people that didn't even get it because they're not, I guess, qualified for it. I don't know what your qualifications are. So that would be medical government stuff. And to be honest with you, I'm being told, could he get the stimulus check? I'm being told yes and no. I'm being told yes and no. It's a between yes and no. It's really up to the government for that one.
Okay, well, is there anything else that you're picking up from me, you know, maybe a little general reading?
Well, the one thing I was told was to get some rest, do some research on everything that you're doing. And then as far as healing, I see the healing process. I'm seeing like healing.
The weather? I can't all understand.
The healing. I'm being told healing. So if you're going through chemo, you're doing a lot. And then I did see like possible relationship, but that's not going to be right off the bat. I want to see. I mean, there is probably people that could be interested in me, but I would just take things slow. That's what I'm being told.
Yeah, but I'm not going to chemo.
So I would say just to take things slow and then just let it come. And then with the stimulus check, like even though I said yes and no, but if you just be patient, if it's meant to be, you'll get it. If not, don't expect it, because if you keep having high standards and saying, yeah, I'm going to get it, I'm supposed to get it, there are some people that didn't even get the stimulus check. Like the one, I'm going to give you an example. The 300 check, when the first started with the stimulus check, I didn't get that. I didn't get the stimulus check. So even with me, I didn't get it. So there were some people that are just, I guess, within their, I guess, their budget, or they just say, okay, well, they're getting the check already, so they're not going to get that stimulus check. So if you say you get a, before the stimulus check, if you say you get like $500, and they're asking, well, Chris, am I going to get the $500 stimulus check? Or if you already make $500, I can give you the answer to that. No, you're not going to get it because you're already making, you're getting a daily Social Security check of $500. Why would they send you another $500? It has to go over what you get with your Social Security. That's how I can, to be honest with you, is that if you're making more with your Social Security and you get more than what, you know, with the stimulus check, like say if you make, say like 700 and you want to get the 1200 stimulus check, then if the, your stimulus check is higher than your Social Security, I mean, so you will get it. But if it's lower, if it's the same amount that they're supposed to send you, and it's the same, and you make, I guess, like the same amount, then that means you won't make it because you already have it with your Social Security. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well,
it's kind of complicated,
because,
but that's what I'm being told. I know it's complicated, but that's what I mean.
Yeah, because they're going to buy a yearly income from all for everybody. Some people are not qualified because they make too much money per year. So I'm way below that status.
Well,
I'm way below that status because I received three already. And I just wanted to know
if
they're open. If they approve it.
Yeah, I think with the fourth one, that's kind of like a doubt. That's kind of like a maybe. It's not really a for sure thing. It's like up in the air. That's why, like, when I'm in tuning to it, I really don't pick up yes or no. It's kind of just there. It's could be still there, or it could have gotten lost or something. Because there's a lot of people that are not even gotten all their stimulus checks. For me, I personally think everybody should have gotten all their stimulus checks, but there's people that have known that didn't even get a damn dime, and they're like, wah. So I guess if you're lucky, hold on to your money, because I don't know why, but I'm even told, and I hope God, this doesn't come true, but I'm being told that we might do, I want to say within 3 months, we're going to go to lockdown, and it's going to get worse. And I would say that, but that's what I'm picking up, and I'm being told that it's going to start from the UK, and then it's going to come back up. So they might require masks. You're not fully vaccinated. They're going to get
stricter. Yeah, but I'm going to ask something, I understand, but I want to ask something. Do you see me, this woman interested in me named Jennifer?
I'm being told.
That was quick. Yeah.
We can talk about it later because our time's up.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Melvin. Thank you. Well, just the wife talking in the background. Sorry, I didn't catch what you were saying.
You reckon he's not going to...
Our Prime Minister reckons that there ain't going to be no more lockdowns, but I think it's inevitable that if other countries start taking precautions, then the UK will do the same, you know. And... They're going to have to, I think. The precautions are going to have to be taken, because it's what this thing is at the moment. Nobody knows what it is. It's coming in waves, and you know, they ought to take that program First Wave off the TV, I think, because it's a bit annoying at the moment to have that title in a program. But
although the program itself has got nothing to do with this. in a strange way, if you look at the workings of Nostradamus, it does actually add up. And there's a lot of what Nostradamus said actually coming out, coming through. So, you know, it's on currently running on RTV here at the moment, the first wave episodes. And, yeah, you know, you've got to look into it and think, well, yeah, they're calling this pandemic thing now. They're calling it by waves. You know, it's depressing. It really is, because you're thinking, well, why did they need to put programs like that on the TV to remind us of what we're already going through? You know, people might disagree with that. They might think, oh, that's just being petty, short of thing, but I don't know. Right. Let's see. We're losing people, are we? No. 35 minutes on the clock. Still time to call in. And line 8 is finally sitting still. Okay. Right. Oh, joined by line 9 now. There you go. That's great. Keep it coming. Okay. Let's see where we're going then. We've just taken line 6. Line 7 is Julie.
Hi, Ken.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, what's up, girl?
I always have questions.
I know you do. And I know that, you know, that the things that some things, I don't know why, even though I know you were listening, I do feel that, I know that was a question that you were asking me, but I'm not going to say too much, but the question about you promoting yourself, I feel like you can, but, for some people, they might just make it like if you want to be on Ken's show, you have to talk to Ken, but I can give you Ken's information.
Oh.
But if you do that, then that means
that's okay, not my
but
question
I'm just saying
right now.
I know.
If
I know,
I
but
make
I'm just
it happen,
letting you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have this friend that has something in their possession that they don't know
mm-hmm.
that they have. And
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what it has to do with me and what might happen between me and my friend because of this thing they find. I don't know what it is. And they don't either.
Honestly, the thing is that I'm being told is that there's going to be a disconnection. I feel like there's going to be some issues of having to deal with it. I guess it could be like the friendship is going to be tested on that, whatever the issue is, whatever they found. But I do feel like it's going to have some kind of energy to an item, because I've been told it has an energy to an item. And then what I was told to tell you with the card that came out was admit true feelings to yourself, okay? As to be honest with yourself, only you know what it is and that you truly deserve, that you truly desire. So I'm being told you need to be true to yourself. You know, whatever the situation or the outcome, just be true to yourself. It is that there might be kind of issues, but if you both can compromise, then I see it like a long-lasting friendship. But if not, then I'm being told that that's where the journey cuts off, and you're gonna, she's gonna go her way, and you're going your way. So basically, separate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly does this object? Why is it so important to me to find out about it? And what does it have to do with me?
It's a reconnecting of a past. is a part of your path. I'm being told you have to do the research with it. And what does it have to do with you? I'm like, I'm being told it has a lot of essence that is connected to you. And I'm being told with the last question a long time ago that you told me about Ben Franklin, it goes back to that time. That's what it is. It's reconnecting to a past. So
yeah.
If you both can agree to work together, then I can see united and just being a team. But if she,
okay.
Once she finds out what it is, it's personal gain if she decides to go on her own. That's what I'm being told. Personal gain if she decides to.
Okay, well, he hasn't been on board with this because he's very much part of my story.
Mm-hmm.
Will he be on board after he finds this?
Are you talking about the person, or this is another person you're
asking
about?
It's the same person. It's a guy. It's not a girl.
Well, I keep picking a female. I don't know why. Maybe there's feminine energy to him. Maybe it's a psychic and telepathic energy, I guess. I mean, but what I was told is that will it be kind of awkward? Mm-hmm. Is it awkward? Okay, I'm being told no.
What?
It won't be awkward because it won't be awkward.
It won't be awkward?
No.
Okay, will he be more on board?
To join with you?
Yeah.
Hold on.
To some extent.
I mean, to an extent he will be. To an extent he will.
He will be. To help me now?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
Well, what I'm being told is that the answers to your prayers, information, are fully your life in the winter time. So all this stuff is going to happen, whatever you're dealing with, in the winter time. Because it's showing the winter card with a fairy card. So there's going to be some winter time. So I'm thinking November, December. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing winter. And I'm seeing a unicorn. They're doing something about a unicorn. I don't know what the unicorn has anything to do with it, but I guess it's because it's magical. It's your nature. Connect to nature and you will get your answers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Does that make gone off?
It's been a very standoffish friendship lately.
Mm-hmm.
It is connected to Ben Franklin. That piece is connected to Ben Franklin.
Mm. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I can't wait to leave. Is he going to call me tomorrow to tell me he found it?
From what I'm being told, he's still looking for it. He doesn't know where it's at. So if he doesn't call tomorrow, he'll call you in 2 days. I'm seeing
okay.
With that, too.
Okay.
And then it's weird because what I'm seeing is more of it has very energy to it, kind of like antique is what I heard. Very antique.
What?
It's very antique. It's antique.
Oh, yeah.
Julie, it's very antique. So there's a energy to it where it's like been around for many, many years. And it does go with the Franklin thing.
Is it connected to a map?
I can't hear you because you sometimes say, is it connected to a mask? Is that what you said?
No, a map. Like a map.
Oh, I thought
is
you
it
said
connected?
Mask. That's why I couldn't hear you.
No.
Okay. Your words are not coming out right. That's why when you said mask, I was like, what the hell is that? Okay.
No,
is it connected to a map? Okay, I'm being told yes, and then I heard hidden treasure. Can we talk hidden treasure? Is what I see.
Is that in France?
They're not telling me if it's in France. It's just a hidden treasure. And it's, I'm being told it's by, all I'm seeing is ocean. And I'm seeing mountains. I don't know what's in mountains and water. So I don't know where, but I'm seeing that it's connected somehow. But you won't find out until later. Now, if it's connected to France, they're not telling me that. I guess that part, they're telling me for you to do your research and see if he finds it, then you're going to find out more. So it's more of researching it yourself for you to find out if it's connected to France. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm seeing water, mountains, and treasure.
Yeah. Gems. Oh, boy. And I'll find more stuff from that, right? I'll have to go travel
yes.
there.
Yes, you would have to travel with him. Yep.
He's going to travel with me?
Yes.
Overseas?
If he can, yes. I'm being told yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's what I'm seeing. You have any other questions?
Is the relation to this object to his, it would be a great, great, great grandfather?
Well, what I heard was great grandmother. So it goes beyond his grandfather.
Okay.
It's connected to grandfather and grandmother.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Julie. Thanks for calling now. All righty. 24 minutes then on the clock. Just time for the other two callers that are in the call queue and our play-out music. And it's just perfect this evening, really. Katie. Kate.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
I wanted to find out if how long my daughter is going to, when we'll be able to renew our relationship.
You're asking about your daughter to renew the relationship, correct?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay, right now I kind of feel like she's angry. I sense between you both and not talking. I think like a lot of kind of remorse. Kind of like misunderstanding.
Yes.
If I would say when y'all would be talking, I want to say she's going to get a message from a loved one on the other side to talk to you again. I'm getting September time frame. That's what I see at that. I want to say like in the middle of September, and it's weird because I keep seeing like the 16th and 17th around that time frame.
September.
But it could happen soon. Yes, but I'm seeing more September. I'm getting like a strong feeling in September.
All right.
Yes, and then what I was told was that you need to express your individual. Allow your true self to shine because you're awesome. So in other words, when you reconnect with each other, just be more expressive, but just be careful how you talk to her, because some of the things she might not take lightly because she's very straightforward. And then something she doesn't like to hear the truth, so it's kind of like she pulls back from it.
Yeah.
And that's what I was told to tell you, okay?
Okay. So mid-September.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. September time frame. So it's just around the corner.
All right.
I sent her an apology letter. Was she able to read it?
For some reason, I don't know why, but I feel like when you're asking me that, there's something about that somebody might get the letter before she gets to it.
It was in an email.
Okay, well then, for some reason, I don't know why I keep seeing a letter, like a physical letter. Maybe that's spiritual. That's a spiritual message there. Will she get to the message? Yes, she will. But for some reason, I keep seeing a letter, like a physical letter. You know how he says email, but in my head, I'm seeing it as a physical letter in the mail. I don't know what that signifies, but I guess that signifies that she's going to receive it. I guess that's how I'm interpreting from what they're telling me, that with the mail, she already received it. She just hasn't replied to you yet. It's like, in other words, it's already been read. In other words, it's been read already.
Okay. All right. Will my sister and brother assist in this relationship?
Will they assist you? Is that the question you're asking?
Yeah, to reunite us.
Okay, I'm being told they're in the process of that. So in other words, they're trying to make her, they're talking to her and talking, but in a way like not pushing her away. They're just talking to her like, why don't you talk to your mom? You know, stuff like that. So they're not being pushy because they don't want to push her away, because then she'll push them away because I'm being told she's very close to them. So they're taking things lightly. And then I'm being told there's going to be, okay, this is just crazy. I'm doing a surprise dinner. They're thinking about taking her. And then I'm being told that you're not supposed to know this, but I'm telling you that they're going to invite you both at the dinner, and then you're going to be eating on the table. So it's going to be kind of awkward, but I feel like you will both, they're going to tell you both need to apologize and say what needs to be said. And then I'm seeing them saying, once you say what is said, you both cannot leave. You both cannot leave the table. So in other words, they're going to want you to eat with them. And then everything should be fine and dandy. Even in my head, like I'm seeing a table and I'm seeing like a dinner. And you weren't even supposed to know about this, but I'm seeing like a dinner and gathered up. It's going to be them two, you and her. And I'm seeing eye to eye. I'm seeing like one on the cross and one on the other seat. So both of you are going to be eye contact is what I'm seeing. So just put it this way. It could be sooner than what you expected.
Okay.
Unexpected surprise. Yeah.
All right. Is she getting healthier? She has a serious health condition.
Well, she's getting healthier. She's not listening, but they're telling her to take. I'm being told that the guys are telling her to take care of herself. So I'm being told that she's eating properly, but she's not used to the diet. So whatever she's eating, she doesn't like it, but she's doing it to better herself, yes.
Good. All right.
So I'm being told everything's yes for that. So she'll be fine. It's just that she's having a hard time dealing with her health, and I feel like she feels like a lot of pressure is on her. And it's funny because as I'm meeting, I'm getting a major headache. I don't know why I got this headache, like almost like I know it's not mine, but I feel like tension. And I feel like anxious, like I want to see somebody. And I feel like I want to tear up because I'm being told life is too short. Life is limited. So I'm being told that y'all will be getting back together and talking like the way it should be. But with all this tension in my head, I feel like you're just so anxious and you're just patiently waiting is what they're saying. But I do see it sooner than what expected. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. My son has been fighting depression for a while. And he's going through a transition. He's in his mid-20s. And he's just stuck. Like, he just wants me to give money for his credit card bills, but the money I have saved for him is for college. And I'm not giving it to him for credit card bills, but just for college. And he's upset at that. But doesn't have a direction of where he wants to go in life. Is this going to resolve itself?
With him being the way he is, I felt like he's kind of lost. I don't know why, but I would say, I don't know how, I know he has his own mind, but I would say take him to a psychiatrist. He's mentally stable, unstable, kind of. I feel like he's at his table's end to where he doesn't really know what he wants or where he's going in life. He's just living day by day.
Right.
And I'm hearing, being told that he's hearing voices in his head, that he's better off dead. I'm hearing voices that are telling him that he's better off dead. So if I were you, try to invite him to events. Try to have him going to family occasions. I would not leave him unattended because I'm getting a real bad feeling about that. I know that he's entitled to wherever he wants to go, but just try to make him go in a way because I feel like he's lost. And then
all
this stuff going around the world, what the world, it just confuses him because he feels like all his opportunities, all his dreams are just demolished. But if you tell him to be more open and tell him what's bothering him, for him to tell you what's bothering him, that you both can come into an agreement. Because I'm being told that he's basically pressured because he wants those bills paid for the credit card and he's relying on me. So he's upset because he thought, well, you're supposed to help me get out of the stuff. You're my mom. But he needs to learn that he needs to be more dependable. And if you do help him, they say, you know what, I'm going to help you one time. I'm not helping you anymore. You get your shit, you get yourself in a hole, you're going to get yourself out. Like the way you got yourself in, you're going to get yourself out. So in other words, you got to give him self-love. He might not like it, but that's what a mom does. And I feel like he needs that way of telling him that he loves. And if he finds out that you're getting after him, he's going to say, well, you don't love me and this and that. But he's just saying that because he feels like he's just not important. But I mean, so that you can change that. You just got to know how to say it in a way to where he'll understand you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and you have a good evening.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Right then, we're on our last call of the evening. Kerry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing a lot better than I was yesterday. I'm doing a lot better than I was yesterday. Because yesterday, I wasn't sleeping. I don't know what's going on with me. Something's been just bothering me. Yeah. So, but other than that, I'm doing fine. And the thing I was going to tell you, without you even asking a question, the perfect timing card came out for you, and it's saying that this is the right time for you to move forward. So it's time for you to take that extra step and to get it done. Okay? That's what I'm being told for you to do, is take that extra step.
Okay, go ahead and move forward.
Yes, I would say go for it. Yeah.
Sounds good.
But you might have doubts, but I do feel that if you move those doubts into positive thoughts, everything should be as planned, like the way we talked. So if you just keep your mindset, I do see that you'd be fine. And it's funny because right now, this is kind of interesting. They're telling me that they're seeing moving, a new home, and that you're moving into a step for the right direction for you. So there's a possibility of once everything's resolved and you have this relationship, you're going to be moving. And you're not going to be living where you're at right now.
You know what? That was my question. even before I asked, it was about doubt. And you are right. So I'm going to replace that doubt with positive thoughts, because I've always been a happy-go-lucky person. So when, you know, there was a period in my, when things crashed down in my life, it just made me feel a little worthless. So now, being that you mentioned it, I'm going to go ahead and move forward and not look back. And it's so funny you mentioned about an upcoming relationship. Sometimes I feel that it's going to work out, and then sometimes, not that I don't feel like that, sometimes I feel that, okay, I doubt myself on it, but you see that it's definitely going to work out. Okay.
Yeah, according to what I see that. Yeah.
So I'm not even going to worry about it.
Yeah, and then another thing, I'm going to go with you and that person that's going to be in your life. They're going to improve your diet, and your life will also improve. So in other words, mental with this person, I think the one we talked about, and we talked about, he has to do a diet change. So in other words, he has to start eating better. So I'm being told that you're going to be like the one that's going to help each other, to take care of each other, to start eating better. And that's the energy I get. So I do feel that everything is perfect timing. All you're going to do is take the one set of whatever, I'm not going to discuss, but you're dealing with a lot of stuff. But once you get past this, everything else will start falling into place. But you won't move until probably, I'm going to say, it seems like next year, but I'm being told it could be sooner than that. So I would say probably by the end of the year, you'll probably be moving. So
okay.
Just take one thing at a time. Don't rush it.
Okay, that's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to rush it. Okay, so I'm going to change his diet, because I do see him gaining some weight, because being the kind of job that he has, he's always buying on the go food all the time, and he's not really paying any attention to what he's eating. Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, so you're getting all your answers without questions. You see. They're getting answers without questions. And then another thing they're telling me that you're going to travel, and they said an oncoming trip improves to be life-changing in positive ways. So I'm being told that this will be a trip that you're going to be going on, and you're going to see that wherever you're going on this trip, you're going to see life-changing, or you're going to make a decision of, you know what, I don't want to live where I'm at now. I want to move exactly where I'm taking that trip to.
Okay. So that's
okay. Really, in other words, see that you will be happy and finally you will find a new home. I actually see dogs. I see an acre is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing an acre, but that's not till later on. But I see. After finally being happy after all this stuff is resolved.
Cool. And my last question about this thing, why am I afraid of his money? Because I know that, I mean, financially, he's completely, he has more finances than me 10 times over. And sometimes, that's why I guess I get the little doubt, because I feel that, all right, I'm not really worthy, but it all comes with his occupation. So that's where I get the little doubt about, I don't think I'm good enough for him because of, you know, his lifestyle.
No, but that's what they do want you to think, to make you feel like you're not worthy. And I'm being told that we all deserve to be happy, but I'm being told that self-doubt is coming from your insecurities that you don't like to bring up. But you need to come out of that shell and don't be insecure about how you look or how your face or how God made you, because God made you as a special being. And sometimes we have afraid of rejection. So if you remove that fear of rejection, things will be better for you as long as you have confidence in yourself. And you know, if he loves you, he's going to accept you for you being honest and being true to yourself instead of being someone that you're not. You know what I'm saying? So be true to yourself, and you should be fine.
All right, because he's the only person that makes me nervous. I swear,
out of any, all the guys that I've ever dated, he's the only person that makes me feel really nervous. So that's why I think it's just the shyness. I think that's probably what it is.
Yes. Yes, it's just the shyness. Because you want to be, you want to give them all. You want to give them all your love. And that's understandable. But some of us just don't want, you know, once somebody can sweep you off your feet, that's the one for you. But it doesn't get better for you. So just keep positive and don't let things go.
Okay, I promise I'm not going to let it go. No, I'm keeping it. I just need to talk. Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm talking to you. You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And before we go, I just want to say thank you, Ken, for having me on as always. And hope, God willing, that we'll see y'all guys next Friday. And thank you, Ken. And thank you, callers. I love y'all.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Thanks for being with us once again. Chris, a member of our group there, and you can find Chris there regularly in the group. Go and have a look. Also, if you click on today's guest, that will take you directly to Chris's Facebook page there, where Chris has his own website. You can email him, and the number there, although we can't make that active at the moment, the number to call there, 210-974-370, if you're in the USA. If you want to prefix a plus one in front of that, if you're outside of the USA, I'm sure Chris will still be interested in taking your call wherever you are in the world. And we look forward to doing it all again next week there, Chris.
Yep, God willing.
Wonderful. Okay, then, let's find you some music. And we're going to be out of here for another week. We've got no show tomorrow evening, unfortunately. We can't get anybody at the moment to want to do Saturday. We do have a Sunday this week. So Sunday coming up, the start of next week, of course. So as we go into next week, we have a Sunday guest for you.
Hey.